Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love you. Tomorrow we're only.
You gotta stretch it out. Yeah, stretching is so
important. It's freezing. Should I turn the stove on?
No.
Did you? Should you?
Should I?
Do it.
All right.
There we go. Okay, I'll wait.
How is your gas bill?
Who cares?
Fine. Who cares, man?
Who cares?
Who cares? It's Graves Gaspar. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Yeah.
My name's Brian Gerard.
Good morning, Brian.
I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Robert Shide.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Mom jeans. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are indeed.
What's
the
a mom
fuck are these jeans?
Your
look
waistline.
Jeans.
Fix your buttons.
Way up.
Fix my buttons.
Fix your buttons. Bust my buttons.
Look at this.
Name what brand is that?
They're Gap jeans.
All right, that's enough.
But look, I pulled them out of the thing
you're
this,
all right.
today.
That's how they fit.
They're terrible.
Good work.
I'm going to give
Did you even
them.
Try them on?
I don't know.
Them?
I think someone must have bought these for me because they don't fit me.
You're acting as if you like just found those in your
I
closet.
I did. I was like, I should wear some different jeans because I always wear the same pair of jeans.
Fashionista Gregory Hoy.
Shut up. I'm telling you I only wear one pair of jeans. You dick bag. That's a good one, right? Dick bag?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Man.
Greg, there was something I learned
what?
About you.
What is it? Oh, shit.
No, what? It's fine.
This is great.
It's just that.
Here we go. Whenever conversations like this happen with me, bad things happen.
This
people
isn't that
leave.
Bad. It's
people
just
leave.
Interesting.
This is where people leave me.
What? People? Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Ron,
this is something
Robert.
I just learned about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't love me anymore.
Oh, you're leaving.
No. No, you just watched Lawrence of Arabia for the very first time.
Yeah. Never seen it.
Oh!
Whoa,
all
what?
Right, good. I'm better than Brian. As always. Not
There's
that that's
so
a
many movies I haven't seen.
Dude, you've got to watch this fucking movie. Oh my God.
It's pretty epic.
Insane.
Yeah. The cinematography alone.
Is bananas.
It is beautiful. Yeah. It's incredible.
You will shit your pants to see this movie and realize what these guys did back in, like, 61 or something.
Wait, now, why haven't you seen,
or
Brian,
I don't know
why haven't you seen Lawrence of Arabia? Not 61.
What do you mean? Why? I just haven't seen it.
I'd say 71.
I don't like your accusatory tone.
I'm just, it's a question.
Brian hasn't seen any movies, dude.
That's not true.
That's pretty true.
There are a lot of movies I haven't seen, and I need to.
As far as classics, he's seen nothing.
That's not true. Name another one.
X-Files movie.
Seen it.
Yeah,
why,
I know you have.
Yeah.
Which
name
one?
Name
and two?
One. Both. What else? What else?
Loser.
The Spice Girls movie.
No.
Yes.
I would never do that.
I don't know why that came to mind.
Spice Girls movie. Give me another classic. I've seen
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah. Seen it.
Really?
Casablanca.
Of course.
Of course.
I don't
Gone
know if
you've
Gone with the Wind.
I know you've seen it because these are on your rack
They're
of DVDs.
His girlfriend's
from
movies.
Biz.
Yeah.
So? I've seen them.
Just like X-Files.
Seen that too.
Yeah.
Now,
what movies do you own, Brian? Besides screeners, what movies do you own?
The Wizard of Oz is a good movie. I've seen that a few times.
It is.
It's
a
classic.
Good movie. Yeah.
Seen that. I know that one.
So you went to elementary school. That's great. Where we all saw The Wizard of Oz, and we all saw.
So you've probably seen
Bambi.
Roots.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't like
Bambi
your
too?
Accusatory tone now.
Oh, great.
You're right. 1961, 62.
Oh, see.
Who? Lawrence.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Larry. I like to call him Larry of Rabes.
You.
Nobody says that.
Nobody okay. says that.
No, I will. All right, I'll watch. What's so special about it that I need
it's
to see?
It's so good, dude.
What's so epic about Lawrence?
It's beautiful.
First of all. It's beautiful. Second of all, it's fucking 3.5
Can
hours long.
Can you try to get through a sentence without swearing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Mom? Let
all
me,
right.
Yes, Mom. Let me try. Can I call you Mom for the rest of the show?
Sure.
Good, Mom. Do you need anything, Mom? Should
I'm not
I go
responding.
Out to the,
I'm not responding.
Should I go out to the grocery store, Mom, and get you some milk and some Tampax tampons?
Whoa. Whoa.
Get
Is this a normal
milk
conversation
mom,
that you
mom.
Have with her?
Milk, bread, and a stick of butter. Milk,
and
bread, and a stick
no,
of butter.
No, I'm treating Brian like a bad mom.
Oh, okay.
Mom, do you need anything?
Yeah.
For your menopause? Your bad attitude?
Okay. I need milk, stick of butter, bread, Tampax, and Newport Lights.
Good. You dirty son of a gun. I will get that for you. That's perfect. That's the kind of mom Brian
and a
Gerard
fifth of whiskey.
Yeah, okay, Mom. That's I knew that. You didn't even have to tell me that. You drunk.
And some Charleston chews.
Oh, God. P.S. Charleston chews.
Yeah. Get one for yourself, too, dirty little scoundrel.
I don't know if I've ever had a Charleston chew.
Yeah. It's white taffy with chocolate outside, and it's like a foot long.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I said, good? What's wrong with you?
Remember,
are you an American?
White
remember
taffy?
They had the bite strawberry size. One? Well, yeah, they had the bite size. But remember they had the strawberry
not
one
as good.
With the... No. But
good.
They also had the chocolate one. Straight no. chocolate.
Also
chocolate.
Not as good. No, the original's the
original is so good.
I am a big candy person. I'm surprised I haven't had
You've never had a Charleston
chew? You haven't had Charleston chew?
These are like experiences that we are shocked that none of us have had. Like, well, I'm shocked you haven't seen Lawrence of Arabia.
He was growing up in Nazi.
Shocked you haven't had a Charleston chew.
I know.
Right. Robert what? Was in Nazi Germany.
It was
in,
not
his,
Nazi
his childhood,
Germany.
So we can't expect him to have
so,
anything
no,
he
barely
was
had
Germany,
chewing,
but it was post
dangerous part. Dangerous
wall
time.
Coming down.
Dangerous time.
1991.
Did they have running water there?
Yes.
Nope.
And I was
no,
in,
they didn't. Everyone knows.
In the West Berlin area.
What did you eat? I can't even imagine.
Regular food.
Dogs. Yeah.
Very
cats.
Good food. No.
Did you have fruit roll-ups?
I think so. We may have.
No,
I don't remember.
That's a racist thing.
Yeah, what?
How dare
what?
You.
We had currywurst.
Currywurst!
Currywurst, very good. We had doner kebabs, which are amazing.
All right, enough already, but it's
Wiener
Schnitzel. Foreign language.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, bratwurst, pommes frites.
I hate you so much.
Milchreis, my favorite.
You.
Milchreis.
You know what? I like you sometimes. You know when yeah. I don't like you is when you use that language.
German? You want to slit my throat? Is that
it.
What that
yeah.
is? That
Yeah, there's something that comes up in me that's ancestral because one generation
oh,
ago killed yeah. every one of you.
Yeah.
I was trying to kill every one of you, and it's not my fault that I feel this way, but I'm just being honest.
You know, I was listening to...
I was raised on... P.S.
Yeah.
Time out.
Yeah.
One thing that's real, I was raised on anti-Japanese and anti-German rhetoric,
yeah.
and most of my generation was because we were at the tail end of Bugs Bunny, Tom and Jerry cartoons that were full on
propaganda
yeah. cartoons. Am
sure.
I wrong, Brian?
You are not wrong.
Yeah.
Like that's real up
yeah.
until probably
sure.
15 years old. That was banging.
Yeah.
Still is. I mean, they still repeats of it all the time. We just have now 900 more channels and saturated with
and
that.
We have many more enemies to worry about.
many
yeah.
more enemies.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm
sorry.
What was I going to say?
I'm sorry.
The world.
You're sorry? You're apologizing to me?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Because I don't care.
You don't care about me.
No, I care about you, but I just don't care that you're speaking German.
Mm. Oh, good. Good. I appreciate that.
Sorry.
What other movies?
Okay, hang on. This is what I heard today, which was really interesting. There was a... And we can go back to movies, but...
That's a nice shirt,
man. This is fascinating. Thank you very much.
Where'd you get it?
This was a gift.
We're going to keep derailing whatever it is you want to say.
From my fiancé.
Ooh. See what happens?
My fiancé.
But anyway, let's go back.
Go back to what?
These are kids who were switched at birth, who found out from their mother 43 years later.
That their father was a member of the Third Reich?
No. Mm. That they were from, you know, they were switched at birth. That's when they found out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were 43
when
years old.
They were 43 years old, they found out that that woman there is
not
your mother, I'm your mother, and she and, you know, that girl over there is my daughter.
I smell gas.
Shut your stove off.
Did you actually light the stove? You just turned the stove on.
Shut
you didn't
it off
light it.
And open a window.
Oh, my God.
We're trying to blow us up.
Oh,
we're
going to
die.
I lit it. It was heated, but don't you smell the gas? I was trying to get some heat in here.
You don't get heat in here by filling it with gas and then striking a match. That's
I didn't.
Instant heat.
I didn't. I turned the boil.
Anyway,
broiled.
Look, what I was going to say is this, mm-hmm. that the kids raised in different families were just like their biological siblings. So you had one girl who was really quiet, reserved, nervous, and bookish. Her non-biological brothers and sisters she was raised with were completely outgoing and gregarious. Then it was the complete opposite for the other family. But I thought it was fascinating, that whole idea of, you know, you're saying this is what you were raised with and, you know, your family and all that. But how your character.
Natural character? Like
yeah,
what
can be passed on to you through your genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Nature versus nurture.
That's the thing, and it's...
I think
and
it's
what
nature,
is it?
Man. I think it's
nature. Nature has a heavy hand in it. Now, it doesn't mean it's not 100%.
No, but nature's hand is the heaviest.
I think absolutely. Because that's your fascinating. That's your energetic, genetic.
You're born. You're given that energy.
And that's why the saying, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, has some merit.
Okay, so what does that mean? The apple representing you.
You and your tree genetic tree.
Your birthed.
Representing
your family,
your birth canal of your mother.
Okay,
all right. Your father's.
Take it easy.
Huh?
Seeds. Both of you.
Seeds.
Both
yeah.
of you.
No, I'm not going to.
Going to seed. He seeds the tree.
We don't
via
need to
the
about
birth
that.
Canal.
Right. Yeah.
And then the energy force field.
Yeah.
Because depending upon where the stars are that night that the seed
I'm
gets
so
planted.
Depressed.
Yeah.
It becomes your energy. That's nature.
Have you seen the movie His Girl Friday?
No.
It's a good movie. That's another great one. It's actually one of my all-time favorites. No.
No.
Have you seen the movie Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Ghostbusters?
Have you, Brian?
Dash A.
Yes.
Have I seen Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you seen The Ghost and Mrs. Muir?
No.
That.
Yes, I have. Yeah, that's Hitchcock. No, not
Hitchcock. Sorry.
I have seen it, though.
The Shy Show reviews movies. This is how we review them. Have you seen it? No. Okay. Good. Have you seen
this?
Yeah. Yes. Good.
It's a Hitchcock.
Yeah. Good.
How about this one? This one just came out. 7 Years in Tibet.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know what I think about the 7 Years in Tibet?
What?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it.
Have you seen Legend of the Fall?
Hang Legends of the who?
Fall.
You know what?
It's a
okay.
good one to watch with
so,
the lady.
So what I can do here, I'm going to go through here.
What's in the box?
I'm on IMDb, and I'm clicking on these links that say movies that other people like. So I went to Lawrence of Arabia. Brian hasn't seen it. Movies that other people like who like that. 7 Years in Tibet, you haven't seen it.
That's correct.
I'm going to scroll down here and see what's
See what else is in there.
All right. So it also is here. We have Kundun.
Kundun. Yep. No, Craig, have you seen that?
No.
Nope.
Of course not. The story of the Dalai Lama. The
yeah,
child,
no, I've
yeah.
seen that one.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a barrel of laughs.
What we have down here is, here's one you've seen. It's recent. What? Lincoln.
Yeah.
I think Lincoln's my favorite movie of the year.
Brian gets these radical hard-ons for certain movies every year.
Yeah.
One time it was Up, which is just
still
insane.
Still maintains.
I love Up.
Yeah, one of the best movies ever made.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
They
another
you
one.
Know what they should have named it?
Oh, what?
Down.
Downer. You need to take an upper
to watch this.
I loved it.
Braveheart is a great movie. That's
so
one
Braveheart.
Of my favorites.
Remember, so when I owned Braveheart, it was on a 2 VHS set.
Yeah, me too.
It was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Braveheart.
Yeah, I was
like. My Ireland. It's my Ireland.
No, my island.
My Ireland.
My Ireland.
My Ireland.
Is it my Ireland? He's not from Ireland.
No, he's from Scotland.
Oh, is he talking about the other guy?
Irish.
The
Irishman.
Dude.
How do you know he's going to win? How do you know? Because it's my Ireland.
No, it's my island.
All right, whatever. Let me tell you something about Braveheart.
And then he goes, Ireland? He goes, yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, it's mine. They can't take our freedom.
Is that a machine
You're an
gun?
Amazing actor.
Yeah. I'm
Speaking
really
of machine guns, how about Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, that's see
You've
that
seen
right
that,
there.
Right?
What am I? Am I communist? Of course, I've seen that.
Okay. What about Atonement?
Time out. Here's a fun fact about Saving Private Ryan because that's one of
has
my
nothing
all-time
to do with communists.
Favorites. No. That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan lost the best picture competition to Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
History's not looking fondly upon that choice.
How amazing is that?
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan.
And I hadn't seen Shakespeare in Love yet.
You want to know who my...
Ever?
No. When it won.
Oh,
I hadn't seen it yet.
You must have been baffled.
Do you know what I think about Shakespeare in Love?
Go ahead.
I have no idea. I haven't seen it.
What?
There we go. Look at that. It won an Oscar, man.
Who cares?
It beat
that doesn't
Saving
mean it's good.
Private Ryan.
That doesn't mean it's good. The Academy's 80 old people don't know what they're talking about anyway.
Whoa.
I hereby disavow
Brian Gerard. I don't know Brian Gerard. I don't know Brian Gerard. I do not endorse his comments on this show.
Dear the Academy of Motion Pictures, I apologize profusely for my previous comment.
You better hope that Robert edits that bullshit out.
No, I'm going to amp it.
You know what is? You know what my favorite part about Saving Private Ryan is? It's a great movie. My favorite part about that movie?
Do you want us to guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to, but go ahead. You get one quick guess. Go. Don't think about it. My favorite part. I'm sorry. I will be more specific. My favorite actor. In
Paul Saving Giamatti.
No.
The favorite actor?
My favorite actor in Saving Private Ryan. My favorite character.
P.S. That was one of Paul Giamatti's breaks right there.
Yeah, it was great.
It was after he did the Howard Stern movie. Then he got that part in Saving Private Ryan. Boom. It's a small little thing. But
to the moon. It's great. Nope. Wrong. Robert?
Vin Diesel's part.
No.
I don't
know.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Barry Pepper. Of course.
Of course. Not it, though. Great performance.
Right.
It was a small role, and it was amazing. He was so good.
Matt Damon playing Private Ryan.
What's wrong with you?
Matt Damon actually wasn't great in that movie.
I don't, you know.
Well, he was in it for 2 minutes. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, you get one more guess each. Greg, don't think about it. You know the movie so well. You know
I do.
Was in it.
And he
who's
has a small
who,
role.
Small role. Who's the guy? Like, favorite part of
the German?
No. All right, you're out.
Who's the guy who like ran the like up into the building towards the end in the like the big standoff?
Oh, Adam up into the building. Sandberg. Or no.
Yeah, Adam Sandberg. Yeah, he was not.
Adam
was 9
Sandberg
years old
was not in the movie.
That's Andy Sandberg. You fucking idiots. Adam.
Adam Goldberg.
Goldberg.
He was good. No.
He was
Private
great.
Malish.
My favorite role in that whole movie is Sam Malone.
Oh, I was going to say.
Ted Danson does one scene in that movie, and he's awesome in it.
Oh, Ted Danson.
Steals it.
That was a big kind of comeback moment for him, too.
Well, because it was in a context we had never seen him in, and he was
He was the Silver Fox. That was kind of the first time that he was revealing himself as a Silver Fox.
And he was dead on. Dead on. He stole the movie for me.
Captain Hamill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go find him. Sam. His name, his line's like, no, you find him. Get him home. Get him out of here.
Hey. Oh, yeah. How you guys doing? You lose a butt? Yeah. No, you go and you find him. Because that's what you do.
Take him home. Get him home.
Get him home. Get him to his mom.
P.S. Also, another cameo in that movie is Bryan Cranston. He is in the scene where the guy at the beginning of the movie reads the Abraham Lincoln letter, where he's talking about a Civil War mother that got a fucking letter saying that she had lost all 5 of her sons. And that's when they decided that they would do this law.
They're going to go. They're going to go get Private Ryan.
And Bryan Cranston is in that scene with High and Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Pre Malcolm in the Middle or during Malcolm in the Middle ish.
Pre. Okay. What other movie? Schindler's List? Huh? That's a laugh a minute.
Wow.
Ralph Fiennes is unbelievable in Schindler's List.
That movie is. I've only seen it once because I think you only need to see it once.
Yeah.
Because it really is that powerful.
I've seen it twice because I was like, I saw it when it came out-ish, and then I saw it again because I was like, this is unbelievable.
Is there a better director working than Steven Spielberg?
Well, here's one, Empire of the Sun. Have you seen that
again,
one?
Again,
you know
Spielberg, I know.
You know what I think about Empire of the Sun?
Haven't seen it, have you?
I have no idea. I haven't
Dude,
seen it.
Dude,
oh my God,
so good.
It's
That's
so
one
good.
Of his best, and it's totally
the
underrated.
The music in that is so good, and that is?
Christian Bale. And
as a
Ben
young,
Stiller.
As a young lad. What?
Ben Stiller
is
in it? 21-year-old Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's right.
In the little barracks.
Yeah. Mm. I remember that.
You should see that, dude. It's
probably
a really
great movie.
Yeah, there's a big list of things I
can see. Question is, is Steven Spielberg the greatest director working right now?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I think so.
Probably.
Probably you pick some pretty epic things to do.
Can't
now,
mess with him.
This is the reason why I asked whether or not you are purposefully not seeing these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have had that feeling for certain films, like, for example, Crash. When Crash won Best Picture, I
threw my TV out the window.
Oh, I hadn't seen it yet. But the thing is, I waited years before I watched it. And I would just... I don't know if I was actively trying not to watch it. I feel like I was, because I didn't want the hype to affect my viewing. That's the reason why I avoided watching it. In the same way with other movies. Like, I try not to hear about a movie before I go see it, because I know that it's going to ruin where... It's going to ruin, I don't know, the blank slate of watching something without any bar being set.
It's hard.
That's nice. No bar being set. You just go and you watch it, and then that's it.
We are so inundated with information of movies and television shows prior to even seeing them.
Reviews,
to get people to see them.
Trailers.
It's hard not to.
Billboards.
You gotta block your ears and block your eyes.
That's why I loved watching Lawrence of Arabia. I watched it 3 weeks ago, and it was great because I didn't know anything about it. I knew that Peter O'Toole was in it.
Yeah.
But
and
that
you
was
knew
it.
That it was a classic.
I knew
that
it was a classic. I knew the poster, and I knew that there were scenes that had a lot of extras. Based on, like, that was kind of like some
that's
film history.
Yes.
No, seriously, it was like some film history thing where some teacher was talking about, well, and the amount of extras used in Lawrence of Arabia couldn't be done anymore. And I remember that sort of sound bite.
Sure, it could be.
In China.
Yeah. Dude, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Well, I'll put it on my list to see.
All right. You should go and watch it at Scotty's. You should start going. You both of you fools. I go and do a classic movie night over there all the time.
Yeah.
I make them watch classic movies.
But you tie them up.
And do you have them cook for you too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Should do that.
What about some classic? All right. We'll show this. We should do every couple episodes. We should do a movie review. I like the Shad Show movie review.
That's a good idea.
We're gonna go ahead and do that.
All right. Yeah.
We're out of time though. We are.
No, we're not gonna do one now. Because Brian hasn't watched any anyway.
I know. You know what I think about that movie?
What's that?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
On behalf of Robert Shad and Gregory Hoyt, I'm Brian Gerard. Go watch a movie. We're the Shad Show. We're the Shad Show.
Cut.
We're the Shad Show.
Action.
All right. We're the Shad Show. Cut. Speed.
Sound.
Hold.
Sound.
Check the gate. Roll
Moving
it.
Moving on. Back to one.
Beep.
Cut.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap.
Yay.